take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my phone. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is longtime conservative patriot brother Lance Griffin is on the line. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear, buddy. You're on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, and we are good to go. Hey, Lance, I brought up your website, 10xvotes.com. In this short four-minute segment we have before the break, explain to people what 10xvotes.com, the website, is, and why did you guys put this together?
Well, a couple of patriots from West Michigan put it together, Drew Bourne and Drew Weirda. It's the most important thing we're doing in 2026 and beyond to make Michigan red again and red forever. Basically, long story short, we've identified the 1.7 million Republicans in Michigan who don't vote consistently. They are low propensity voters, and we've listed their names and addresses and ages on our website, and we've made it free and searchable. So you and your friends, your family, can go to our website and search for family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, people from church by name. And if they pop up on our list in our database, that means they haven't been voting. Now, they already registered. They vote the right way when they vote, but they only vote 50% of the time or less. These are the people, indeed, that we need to get out to vote. If we get these people out to vote, Randy, we win everything. And when we get that list, you know, down to a much smaller number from 1.7 million way down, then Michigan will be red forever. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Now, these low propensity voters, when you mention they only vote 50% of the time, a lot of these, Lance, if you look at their voting records, they actually vote only in presidential elections. They don't even bother voting in the midterm elections. And this is a midterm election. This is why it's critical. People need to do this right now. Find these people, reach out to them, and simply, you know, give them a call and say, hey, dude, I went to this free database website, which is basically what it is. It's a database of voters' history of voting, and saying, I've noticed you don't normally vote in midterm elections. You need to get out and vote this coming Tuesday.
Well, that's exactly the right strategy. There are a lot of Trump-only voters on that system as well. They came out, they haven't voted in 10, 20 years. They came out and voted for Mr. Trump and didn't vote for anybody else and just left. This is not to be viewed as a midterm like we kind of think of things in college. We need to think of this as a final exam. The state is on the line. We cannot survive another 4 years, 8 years of Democrat rule. We need to win the House. We need to expand our majority in the House, win the Senate, and, of course, elect a Republican governor. And this is the way we're going to do it, 10xvotes.com.
Now, one thing that I noticed when you go there, it does ask for a cell phone, or people can actually create an account by using an email. They don't have to necessarily get the code, or is it something they do have to get the code in order to get into it to be able to create an account?
They can do it either way. We don't call or email people, really. We certainly don't sell their information. It's just a way for you to access our data. It takes 30 seconds to set up an account so that you can access our data. That's the whole purpose of asking for a phone number or an email, so that when you can go to our website, search for family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, people from church, especially yep. church, because 40% of the people at your church are not voting, so that you can know who it is and get those 10 people. We're not asking you to break any records by finding 100 people. We need everybody just to find 10 people. Now, do the Democrats cheat? Yes, yep. absolutely. Yep. But they don't cheat to the 1.7 million votes in Michigan. That's our fault. Our
can
own
you stay,
people are
can
not
Can you
voting.
Stay through the break,
this is
Lance?
The way we get them out
Lance,
to vote.
We're into a hard break. Can you stay through?
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th, paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
On board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Lance Griffin. He's with 10xvotes.com. I got a text message during the break. Miss P, is it 10xvotes.com or is it TEN? xvotes.com. It is the number 10xvotes.com is the website. Lance, you've been very much active in conservative politics here in the state of Michigan. You've been very active in your county party. You've been very active at state conventions. You've been very active in this effort with this database website. 1.7 million low propensity Republican voters have been identified and stored in this database. People can search it. It is a searchable database once they create an account. My question is, there are candidates out there that you've been with that you're supporting for this upcoming primary election. You personally, who is it that you're supporting for governor? Who are you supporting for Supreme Court? Who are you supporting in these various races around the state of Michigan?
I have been helping a few candidates. Representative Joseph Fox running for the Senate in West Michigan. Michael Warren running for the Supreme Court of Michigan. We have a 6-1 Democrat majority. We used to control the Supreme Court, the lieutenant governor, the House, the Senate. We used to control all of that. We even had a United States senator, a Republican senator back in the day. And we've lost that all because our people have become apathetic and complacent. And so, yeah, I'm supporting Michael Warren. I'm supporting Perry Johnson for governor. That's an easy choice. He's the only one with the financial war chest to combat the Democrats who are going to have millions of dollars pouring in from out of state to help Jocelyn Benson. We need somebody with a war chest who can keep up with that. And John James can't keep up with that. He just asked the taxpayers of Michigan for $1 million, which is pretty pathetic. And also, Perry Johnson is the only candidate with an actual platform that people remember. You know, Hillary Clinton had that problem. Nobody knew what she was running on, so she lost. Everybody knew what Donald Trump was running on. He's going to secure the border, close the border, get Europe to pay up to NATO, and dramatically cut taxes. Well, Perry Johnson's going to eliminate the income tax, reform property taxes, so seniors don't get their houses stolen by the government. He wants local control with regard to the spread of data centers. And, of course, he's going to do the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, the mega audit, to root out waste, fraud, and abuse throughout the Michigan government. This is a winning platform, and that's why coalitions of Republicans are coming together all over the state behind Perry Johnson, and why conservatives are supporting Perry Johnson.
Now, one thing, Lance, that is very interesting is that the government, and we've talked about this on my show numerous times, I went through the budget process this past year. I mean, every single week, every single show almost, especially when we got closer to the final budget recommendations that were sent to Whitmer for her signing. And the spending in Lansing is just simply out of control. And I want to get your perspective because you were very much involved in former State Representative Neil Friske's office, and you saw it firsthand there in Lansing. What's your thoughts about the state budget?
You know, the state budget is horrendous. Republicans and Democrats alike go along with these budgets, and they really should just vote no. There's no reason for Michigan to have an $80 billion budget like that. It's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, ghost jobs, spending on ridiculous programs, the expansion of the Green New Deal with solar and wind, and so on and so forth, funding transgender surgeries and diversity, equity, inclusion, all of the nonsense. It's time for Republicans to think about Nancy Reagan back in the 80s and just say no. We had a few men in government right now that will just do just that, like Steve Kara, Representative Steve Kara of the Freedom Caucus, Matt Maddock, Josh Shriver, Representative Joseph Fox, will just say no. You have to say no to this explosive spending that we see in the government. It's just government overreach.
And it's this audit that Perry Johnson's talking about doing where he's going to do a zero budget line item veto line by line, bring these bureaucratic agencies, departments in and say, okay, you got zero. Justify to me your department's existence. Justify to me how much you actually need for salaries. How much do you actually need for computers? What do you actually need to run your department? We're not just going to accept last year's budget. and add 2 or 3% to it, we're actually going to do a real audit of it, find out what your zero cost basis is to even exist, and then we'll talk about numbers. Do you think, having your experience in Lansing and working there and seeing what the legislative process was, the budgeting process, these various departments, do you truly believe that Perry Johnson can pull this audit off department by department?
I absolutely do. That's his skill set. You know, unlike these career politicians like John James, this is Perry Johnson's skill set. He's done this with 60,000 businesses worldwide, including Ford Motor Company. He knows how to go in and make companies more efficient and organizations more efficient, just like he did with the Navy and the Department of Defense, the United States Department of Defense. It requires a businessman to do this, not a career politician. And that's why Mr. Trump was so successful in his first term and radically changed the United States and made it the hottest country on earth and got unemployment down to less than 3% across the board for all demographics. A businessman is what we need to come in and fix Michigan, because the career politicians are failing us.
Now, I got a question, text message. They went to the website. They created an account. Explain to people, once they have an account, they have access to this database, exactly what you would like them to do, step by step.
Step by step, just start typing in names of family, friends, neighbors that they know, people from church that they know. And you might get a message that says there's no information. That means that's a Democrat or that's a person who votes regularly. That's okay. Just keep spending time, 20 minutes. At the most, you should be able to find 10 of your friends, family, neighbors, people from church who are on that database. And then once you find 10, every time you find one, you click the claim button next to their name. And every time you visit our website in the future for the next few months and beyond, those 10 people will pop up as your personal responsibility. And we want you to ask those 10 individuals to, number one, get on the permanent absentee voter list so they stop missing elections. And you know, not because a lot of Republicans don't even know these elections are happening in May, August, and November. So you're on that permanent absentee voter list, the election comes to you. You get a ballot in the mail. Now, you don't have to mail it back. You can take it in and vote in person if you want to. But that's the first thing we want people to do, is ask their 10 people to get on the permanent absentee voter list. And then, of course, during the 9 days of voting, which we're in right now in the primaries, get those 10 people to vote. Take them to the polls yourselves, or text them and call them every day until they voted.
And that right there, by simply bringing it to their attention, you know, it's amazing to me, with all the signs that are out there, TV ads that are running. I spoke to a guy at a gas station yesterday. I was in Traverse City. I was pumping gas at the Costco. And this elderly gentleman, probably about my age, driving a pickup truck, he made a comment about mine, and I made a comment about his, and I said, hey, by chance, have you voted yet for the upcoming primary? And he looked at me, and he went, primary? I said, yeah, you're a Michigan resident, a Michigan license plate. He goes, yeah, I live here in Traverse City. And I said, okay. I said, well, there's a primary election on Tuesday. Early voting is ongoing right now. You can vote in person. And he said, oh, my God, I didn't even realize that. Now, you know, Lance, it was this guy just retired and he goes fishing every day. He doesn't watch TV. He doesn't listen to radio. But there's people out there like that.
There are many tens of thousands of people out there like that who are just uninformed, low information voters. It's our responsibility to get them reengaged in the process. We have to participate in our own salvation. Nobody else is coming to save us. We have to get ourselves out to vote, and we need to get our family and friends out to vote so we can get that number of low propensity, disengaged voters down significantly. We outnumber the Democrats. That's what people need to understand. This is not a purple or blue state. This is a red state. We used to control everything. And it's apathy and complacency with Christians and Republicans that have caused us to lose it all. We need to just get our own people re-engaged so that we can make Michigan red again. And that's a simple task if we would just get off our butts and vote. Whether you're 19 years old or 90 years old, from home, you can make a tremendous difference by going to that 10X Votes website and getting your family and friends to vote in the primaries, but surely, and more importantly, quite frankly, in the general.
Yeah, November 3rd is going to be huge. And one thing that I think you mentioned, and I'd like you to just take a minute here, we've got before we end the interview. What's your message to Christians? You're a believer, you go to church, you know others that do. Why do people who go to church for some reason don't participate in our elections? What would be your message to them?
My message is, think of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't crucified for his prayer life. He was crucified because he went up against the establishment. He went up against the authority. And we ought to be salt and light. We're called to be salt and light. We should be possessing the land. This country was founded by believers, and it's completely inadequate for unbelievers. We have to have a moral, just society, and in order for that to happen, we need Christians to be voting and dominating in this country and in this state. And so if you've got a pastor telling you that we're separate, we're sanctified, we're not of this world, we don't need to participate in the things of this world, that's nonsense, and it's not a Christian message. We need to be very active. Otherwise, Democrats, atheists, socialists will take over and ruin your lives. That's why Christians aren't participating, because this is a great country. It's blessed. Things are comfortable. But that's all on the line. Russia was a Christian nation for 1,000 years before the communists took over. We're not exempt from a communist, antichrist revolution, and it's Christians especially, because we dominate overwhelmingly the country, who have the greatest responsibility to save it. That's my message to Christians.
Amen. And the other component to this, I had Perry Johnson on my show, and he talked about his Catholic faith. He also has been endorsed by evangelical pastor Ralph Rebant, who got out of the race and has endorsed Perry, is out there on the bus with him as well as you. One of the things I think people need to understand is that Perry Johnson is a godly man and is willing to work with Ralph Rebant, work with you and many others. And I don't see a whole lot of Christian folks getting behind John James. I mean, I'm just connecting the dots and telling it like it is, Lance. And I don't think there's really any argument about that if you compare the two men regarding their Christian faith and what they're out there campaigning on.
Yeah, I don't doubt John James's faith, and I know that most of his supporters are Christian, because that's just how the demographics make it so that every candidate's primary supporters are Christian. Nevertheless, Ralph Rebant has spent years building a Christian army of people all across the state, and I know that army every day, hundreds, thousands of people, because of Ralph Rebant's support of Perry Johnson, are moving over to the Perry Johnson camp. Conservatives and Christians are coalescing behind Perry Johnson. They trust him to protect our values. He is staunchly pro-life, and he's not for the diversity, equity, inclusion, critical race theory, antichrist ideas that the Democrats are all about. And so Ralph and his supporters are overwhelmingly coming over to Perry Johnson.
Very good, Lance. Thank you for your time, sir. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
News break. We'll-